Well, we appreciate the Lord's goodness to us. I appreciate the message, Sister Roberta. But the scripture says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And some of my thoughts are along the same line of what she mentioned. And so I'd like to share a little bit this morning on that. The Lord led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the land of Canaan. He wanted them to possess the land of Canaan. And we know the story that the first generation didn't go in because of their unbelief. The Lord brought them right up to the borders. And because of their unbelief, they failed to have what God wanted them to have. But the Lord was there to be with them. There was battles, there were strongholds, there was fortified walls and cities there that the Lord wanted them to take. But He was going to be with them. It wasn't just them by themselves, but they were going to have to fight, but He was going to help them. And I believe that's the way it is today in our spiritual life. There are battles to fight, but God has promised to be with us, to help us to fight those battles and to overcome. I think about the song in number 300. It says, I can see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years, often hindered in my journey by the ghost of doubts and fears. Broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. This person looked back and he recognized that I'm on the mountain now, but when I look back down the mountain, I can see it took me a long time to get here. There was a lot of struggles. It took me, I feel like, and I don't know, I feel that way when I look at my life. I think, Lord, I wished I was so much further up the road, up the mountain, than where I'm at now. But I'm encouraged that the Spirit of God continues to lead unerringly. He's very patient with us and very kind with us, and He'll keep us on the right track if we'll allow Him. He'll be there to help us and to bless us and to be with us. I think about our enemies today, and I want to get the 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 5th verse. Our biggest enemy is really ourself. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And the 4th verse, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, we live in a dysfunctional world today. We live in a dysfunctional society. Some of us were raised in very dysfunctional homes. The Lord saves us. He forgives us of our sins. He sanctifies us. And yet there is still ground that we need to possess. Yes. The Holy Spirit and salvation is giving us the tools that we need to begin to conquer and take back what we need, what the Lord wants us to have. You know, the scripture talks about when you first get started, we're a babe in Christ. And then we grow. Another scripture talks about until you come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Maturity, it's talking about. So sanctification, being filled with the Spirit, is not an end. It's just the beginning. And it wants that the Lord wants us to grow and be able to get His stature and His likeness more and more in our lives, to become more and more like Him. There's a place, and I know the children of Israel, when they went into the land of Canaan, I feel very challenged because they became complacent. They became self-satisfied with what they had. And they never did take all the ground that God wanted them to have. And that comes, the challenge comes down to you and I today. You know, we can kind of get complacent and satisfied with where we're at spiritually and not recognize that God has some more for us. Do you believe this morning that God has more for you in your life than what you have right now? You know, when you sing that song, it was a 300. Let me get some of the words in that. He says here. Now listen to this first verse. I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams, where the air is pure ethereal, laden with the breath of flowers. They are blooming by the fountain neath the amaranthian bowers. He's talking about a spiritual land. He's talking about possession, things that we can have in Christ. But it comes down to what we accept in our hearts and our thoughts and our minds. This scripture here, it says, pulling down strongholds. You know, we can be saved and sanctified and yet have some strongholds in our mind, in our spirit. Areas that are not really conducive to healthy relationship with God or a healthy relationship with one another. Places of understanding that we don't really just comprehend really what God has for us. There can be some strongholds in our mind. And I think about the things that we think here. This word imagination, looking that up, it's a computation. It's a reasoning. It's something, it's a conclusion that we've come to in our mind. And I want to ask us about ourselves, the conclusions that we've come to in our mind about ourselves. You know, sometimes we can get to the place where I'm just going to ride this out and do my time and I'm out of here. You know, people give up on their marriages too. In their heart and their spirit, they come to the place, maybe the battle's been fierce or severe, and they just get to the place where they feel like they can't win. They feel like they can't grow or get beyond something. There are strongholds that the enemy has sometimes in our mind, in our past, that God wants us to be able to overcome and to fight against. And a lot of it has to do with the battle that takes place in our mind. The enemy combats our mind in our day and our time. He whispers things. He tells us things. And if we're going to take the strongholds that are in our lives, those places where maybe you've wandered for weary years, you know, you've struggled with that and struggled with it and struggled with it, and you haven't been able to overcome it, I want to say today there's still overcoming grace. But it's a stronghold. And we've got to pull down, he says here, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. You know, the enemy wants to hinder the knowledge of God by his thoughts. He wants to put it in our mind. And If he gives it to us in our minds, he puts it on our minds and we begin to think about it and we entertain it, he's already gained a battle. He's already winning. Because as long as we're thinking the enemy's thoughts, it's going to slow us down and keep us from moving forward. The enemy tells us so many things in life. The wounds of our past, the things that we've gone through, the enemy will lie to us and tell us things that You can't do it. You can't make it. You're not worthy. You're not beautiful. So many different things that, and I notice sometimes in conversing and just in our natural conversations, you come across people that run themselves down. I can't do that. What is that? That's a stronghold that the enemy has in the person's mind. Doesn't mean that they're not saved. Doesn't mean that they're not sanctified. But it means there's something there that God wants to help us to get a hold of and overcome and partake of and to get victory over. I believe if that person would die, they'd go, if they're saved and sanctified, they'll go to heaven. But there's more ground that God wants us to get. But you know what? Like Sister Roberta said this morning, we're going to have to fight for it. And the battle that we fight is going to be right up here in our mind. He said here, bringing into captivity every thought. I notice when Peter mentioned to Jesus, he said, Jesus was talking about his crucifixion, dying, and Peter said, no, this is not your, this is not going to happen. Jesus was so quick to say, get behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. The Lord was very on watch of the thoughts that was presented to his mind. You know, sometimes we just think, we get lost in our thoughts. We just think it's just us in our own world. And many times we don't recognize the enemy has the ability to put thoughts in our mind. That's what a temptation is. He tempted Jesus. That's what the devil does. He puts thoughts into our mind, and it slows our progress. But this scripture says, casting down, imagine our human reasonings, our thoughts that keep us in the same place. Now, the way the brain, I've heard that the brain actually develops pathways of how a person thinks. It's just like a pathway through the field. We've got a field at home and the horses, I don't know why, but they go on the same path all the time. I mean, when I mow, it hits. I scrape the ground because they kill the grass. Then we get wind. The wind blows the dirt off. And so it's a wallowed out place. You know, we have that in our lives. We get habits. We get stuck in the ways that we think about ourselves. And many times they're thoughts that don't have faith. There's thoughts of hopelessness, without hope, thoughts without courage, without strength. All those thoughts are of the enemy today. You know, even when the Lord reproves us and corrects us, He always gives us hope and strength for recovery. He did that when He talked to them in the Revelation. They had some needs, but He gave them opportunity and hope for recovery. So those thoughts are... our battle today is in our mind. The thoughts that we accept into our mind. They assimilate. They cause the habits. And we can, just like they wandered in the wilderness, it's doing the same thing. You've heard the saying about doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Sometimes that's us. Sometimes that's our habits. Another thing that was a real blessing to me is that the scripture, I appreciate Brother Gracie's message Monday morning. It was powerful. But walking in the Spirit in contrast to the flesh. Yes. Now the flesh is our feelings. It's our human emotions. It's our human tendencies. And it's so natural. You know, when something happens, we develop patterns. And I'll say this too, that people normally don't change in general, in life. That's why they can study patterns and they can, and criminology, and they can figure out a lot of times who did crimes, and because they study patterns and realize that most time people don't change. We don't either without the grace of God. We don't either without fighting. We don't either without possessing and going forward to get a hold of what God has for us. Now the Lord, I'm confident He'll give us scriptures. He'll give us songs. He gives us scriptures. We've got to use those over and over and over. You know, when the enemy says, you can't do that, you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When your feelings tell you, I don't want to do this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is the battle that we're facing today. And when we allow the Word of God, the two, when there is power, it's because the Word of God and the Spirit of God are coming together. It's not the Word of God by itself or the Spirit of God by itself. It's the two working together. And when we have the Word of God and we use the Word of God, the Spirit of God couples with that. And it gives us strength to do what we can't do in our humanity. That was a real blessing to me. So when it talks about not walking in the flesh, it's talking about don't follow that worn out path that you've taken that's never produced good results that keeps you in that place of unbelief. You know, our reasons, our excuses, and all those reasonings that we have, we got to look at them and say, what kind of fruit is this bearing in my life? When I follow this course, and usually it becomes a pattern, we should be able to identify it pretty quick. I've seen some in my life. What kind of fruit is it bearing? If it's not bearing what God wants it to be, if there's not power and courage and strength and faith in it, then we've got to do something different. We've got to take the Word of God and stand on it when our feelings and our emotions are wanting to go another direction. And we've got to resist that.
Amen.
And that's where growth comes. That's where strength comes. That's where victory comes. When they came to the walls of Jericho, they couldn't have done that within themselves. There is no way. But they were listening to the Lord. They were following His directions. And the power of God was working in their lives. And you and I can have the very, I appreciate this meeting, all the testimonies we had of God working, healing bodies. You know, He wants to do the same thing in our spiritual man. We don't see the wounds inside the spirit. We don't see the hurts. We don't see the disappointments. We don't see the frustrations. And many times we talk, how you doing? I'm doing okay. But deep down inside, many times we're struggling or fighting. God has spiritual healing too. For the inner man. He has more ground for us to gain today. And we can have the testimony too. I can see down the mountain. I can see. Lord, help us today that we allow God and we learn to fight. Another scripture I wanted to get to kind of go with that was Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans 12. In verse 2. He says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, that's what the meeting is for, isn't it? Be ye transformed, that means changed, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Here, soberly according, what that is saying, to think soberly. He said, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. That's a fair estimate of who we are. We can get in two traps. We can think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, or we can think more lowly of ourselves than what we ought to think. Both of them come from woundedness and insecurity. Both of them come from hurts. A person that has to have attention, they have to have people's approval. They have to have recognition. It's because they're insecure in Christ. A person that thinks the other way, lower of themselves, and it just seems like they can't accomplish, they never are good enough, they never do things right, they're always a failure, they always made mistakes. The same thing. It's from woundedness. God wants to bring our thoughts, our mind, that we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. I appreciate the message last night. Said, Lord, if the Lord calls, the Lord gives grace. He does. When He leads us, He gives us what we need to walk in that path that He's led us to. But I want to challenge us this morning, because I know we are creatures of habit. We get stuck, and I don't know if there's anything totally wrong against it, but we sit in the same places all the time. We get comfortable in doing the same thing. The way we like our food and all this stuff, we've got to fight this morning. We've got to fight. We can't just allow anything, our minds, just to go wherever they want to go. We've got to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen. It's a great exercise. It's a great challenge. You know, when you start working out at first, you can't do very much. Very difficult. And you feel like, I don't know if I want to do this or not. But as you begin to do it more and more, you find it gets easier and easier in strength. And we can do that spiritually too. Lord, help us today to cut across those paths that we have made in our of ourselves. You know, I have hope for us today. I even have hope for me that I can change. I can change. My marriage can change for better. I don't have to stay in the same place, because God has the whole land. He told Abraham, look out. What do you want? North, south, east, west, look as far as you can get. I've given it to you for possession. You know, there's no limits this morning. The only limits is what we put upon God. It's us. We're the limit. We're what hinders. I want to encourage us this morning. Let's lift up our eyes and believe that God can enable me, and allow the Lord to give us new thought patterns to change. If the thinking doesn't change, I won't change. I've got to change the way I look at things, the way I think of them. It's got to change. Or else I'll have the same responses. I'll do the same thing. and I fail to enter into the stature of the fullness of Christ. Appreciate your attention this morning.